afternoon, everyone. I am David John Oates, your host, live from Adelaide, South Australia, on this 27th day of October, 3 days from Halloween. So we're having a little Halloween show today. I'm going to play you some reversals about Satan and all sorts of interesting stuff. So I hope you enjoy it. So let's get straight into it. And what I'm going to be doing is we're going to start off with some music. And because the reverse beats were first born in the whole satanic messages in rock and roll controversy. If you may recall, it was the fundamentalist Christians who first found they were not the first ones, but they were one of the first who found alleged satanic messages in rock and roll, and this caused quite a furor across the United States and the world of at that time. There was actually teenagers burning records, Christians burning records, claiming that they were all the work of the devil, and it really got quite intense at one stage. And I've got a let's see, what shall we start off with? We're going to start off with let's find a nice satanic reversal to start off with. And here we go. Here we have a great one here from Styx, and this did all the rage in the fundamentalist circles back in the days. And I'm just going to have to open my program back up again. It just froze on me. How about that, eh? See, we got Satan affecting us already. He has infiltrated my computer and shut down my program because he knows I'm going to be playing reversals about him. Well, that's a bit of conspiracy theory for you. I got a little bit of a problem with my microphone here. I hope I'm coming over okay. I need to put a new lead in by the looks of things. Okay, so here we have Styx and Satan move. It still came up wrong. Hang on. Oh, we definitely have problems today. Satan is obviously infiltrating my computer and causing these things to not play. So let's try it again. Here we go.
I try so hard to make it so.
This is Satan move in our voice.
Oh, Satan moves in our voice. Oh, Satan moves in our voice.
Of course, so that did all the rage in the fundamentalist circles, back in the day. People believed, of course, that Satan was possessing the minds of singers and causing these backward messages to appear. Here we have one from Santana.
Lightning in the sky, thunder on the ground, man and beast alike, seeking shelter.
And here he says, like a snake beast, I love Satan within. Oh, no, it's just I love Satan within. Here we go. Yeah, so there we go. And here we have the a classic one from Queen and Hotel... Not Queen, is it Queen? Who did Hotel California? Gee whiz. Anyway, here we go.
Then she lit up a candle and she showed me the way. There were voices down the corridor. Thought I heard them say, welcome to the hotel.
This says that, yeah, Satan organized his own religion. There it is. So that did all the rounds of the fundamentalist back in the days. And what other satanic ones do I have here? This is, let me see. You know what, we should, I tell you what I should be playing you. I should be playing you a couple of other music reversals that did, was very popular back in those days. And that is Queen and Another One Bites the Dust. And I should have that somewhere. Let me see if I can find that real quick. Here we go. So here's Queen, Another One Bites the Dust.
Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway, the bullets rip to the sound of the beat, yeah. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. And another one gone, and another one gone. Another one bites the dust, hey. Hey, we're gonna get to two. Another one bites the dust.
And backwards, it's fun to smoke marijuana. And right at the end it says, hey, give some acid. Because the fundamentalist Christians back in the days were claiming this was a giant satanic plot to have kids that worship Satan and take drugs and generally be nasty. Here is the one from Judas Priest, and this one made the courts. Actually, this was the song from the album Stained Glass that it was claimed it contained backward messages relating to suicide. Well, here's one of them. And backwards it says, I took my life. And again. And all right, so there we go. They are having a bit of audio problem. Let's play that again. Yeah, so there we go. That's a classic a satanic message. And, of course, there was messages allegedly about sex, and I'm trying to find one of them right now. Where is it? No, I can't see it at the top of my head. Here's a Christian song. Listen to this one. And here we go. Oh, what's going on here? Okay.
Glory, glory, I hear the angels sing.
And backwards it says, high evil.
High evil, evil, high evil, evil.
There we go. Here, let's listen to one of their sermons. Listen to this.
Damien, the omen, because you're the devils, you're the demons, and you know that. Your music, rock and roll, is a satanic music. When they say you turn around, you make the music go black, and you hear Satan speaking. You make the music go black, you hear Satan speaking. You make the music go black, you hear Satan speaking. You make the music go black, you hear Satan speaking. You make the music go black, you hear Satan speaking. You make the music go black, you hear Satan speaking. You make the music go black, you hear Satan speaking. You make the music go black, you make the music go black, you make the music go black, you hear Satan speaking.
Today's message is a solemn warning to all young people who listen to rock and roll and heavy metal music. Satan knows he only has a short time to deceive the earth, so he's using music as his antichrist tool to deceive the masses.
You make the music go black, you hear Satan speaking.
I'm finally beginning to unravel a bizarre and fiendish plot designed by Satan's antichrist system to corrupt, pervert, and ultimately enslave the youth of this generation.
Another one buys the dust.
You make the music go black, you hear Satan speaking.
Satan's satanic takeover of our youth through rock music.
You make the music go black, you hear Satan speaking.
All rock music is dangerous. I want to tell you that today, even some of the mellow stuff that doesn't sound like it has anything in it that could be deceptive or even misleading. I started asking God, can you show me how he's doing it? I wanted to have proof, positive. Now, Queen has a song called
Another One Bites the Dust.
We have the same reaction the first service. The kids went, oh no, not Queen. Not Another One Bites the Dust.
Another One Bites the Dust.
All rock music is dangerous.
Another one bites the dust.
I want you to know today that Satan has planted his lyrics in the music, and some of it is subliminal. That means it's down at low decibel levels where you wouldn't hear it audibly as you play the music at the speed that you, or the high sound levels that you would regularly play it.
You make the music go black, you hear Satan speaking.
Satan has planted his lyrics in the music.
You make the music go black, you hear Satan speaking.
There's another message going on below the surface. This is called subliminal programming.
You make the music go black, you hear Satan speaking.
But I want to say something. I don't believe that this particular masking was intentional. I think that this is something that Satan himself put into the music. Let's play it forwards. Another one bites the dust.
Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. Ow! Another one bites the dust. Hey, hey! Another one bites the dust. Hey!
Okay, I'm going to play that for you backwards. It's the next cassette. We'll have to put a new cassette in. And on this next cassette, I want you to hear the secret message. It's over and over and over. It says, it's fun to smoke marijuana. It's fun to smoke marijuana. It's fun to smoke marijuana. You listen to it and tell me if it's not there. Let's play that. You see what the secret message was? It's fun to smoke marijuana. It's fun to smoke marijuana. It's fun to smoke marijuana. Now I'm going to play that backwards for you once more for those of you that are skeptics.
So there you go. There's the fundamentalist Christians, and all talking about satanic messages in rock and roll. So there we go. Okay, let's find some more on music. We're going to play someone's speech after the break. Okay, here's Miley Cyrus.
We clawed, we chained our hearts in vain. We jumped, never asking. saying why.
And backwards it says, this girl horny, she love you.
This girl horny, she love you.
She loves you.
This girl horny, she love you.
This girl horny, she love you.
So there we go. So there you go. That's a sexual message. Now there are some other ones. I'm just trying to put my hands on them just at the top of my head. And there's a classic one from Captain and Tennille that I really quite like. Here it is. Okay, let's run this forward.
I thought the flame was dead gone.
And backwards she says, I need some man to fuck back. Okay, so there we go on that one. And now I've lost both channels. I need a new cord. Oh dear, see, look at that. You get technical problems right on Halloween. It figures the demons are infesting my computer. Oh dear, we're in real trouble. Here's another marijuana reversal. This is Paul McCartney and band and the song "Band on the Run." And instead, it was Queen. It was the Eagles who did "Hotel California." Thank you to Jeff who messaged me that during the break. Of course, it was the Eagles. How did I have a mental blank on that? All right, here we go. This actually contains a very ironic reversal. It says, marijuana, the law will banish us.
Marijuana.
Yeah, let's run that again. Here we go.
Marijuana.
Ironic reversal. This because Paul McCartney was arrested with an ounce of marijuana in his suitcase going into Japan, and he was subsequently banished from entering Japan. So there we go. So there you have a dramatic reversal coming true. Here we have a really creepy reversal. This is AC/DC Night Prowler. Backwards, listen to me, I'm from hell, I'm the Lord Lucifer. Hang on, let's play it. And the Buddha Jibbish, I'm the Lord Lucifer. Okay, so here, listen to me, I'm from hell, the Buddha Jibbish, followed by I'm the Lord Lucifer. And anyway, so there we go. That's a bit of a satanic reversal. I think can fit one more in before the break. Is Black Knight. Says, oh demon, that's what is it? Oh demon from hell. You know, I've forgotten what it says now. Let's play it. Oh demon that's leading from hell, we believe. Right, here we go. Yeah, that's a bit creepy, isn't it? Okay, all right. So, let me see. What else? I've got so much music stuff here. No, I don't have time for the break. We're going to play a little amusing clip about backward messages when we get back from the break. Of course, we got to play Stairway to Heaven. No show on Satanic Messages in Rock and Roll would be complete without Stairway to Heaven. And there's our break. So we're going to come back with the Stairway to Heaven. Don't touch that keyboard. Satan will get you.
What if we already know how to prevent and to reverse every known so-called disease? What if the government is in cahoots with the allopathic system to hide this information from you to keep you weak and enslaved to their system? What if living a higher quality of life than you ever thought possible was available to you now? Well, it's true. It's easier and more cost-effective than you think, and so life-changing that your only regret will not be having done it sooner. Because you already know what the answer is. Royal Velvet Pure. You've heard Jeff talk about it. You've heard the incredible testimonies that it has scores of benefits and it works for everyone. Now you may not know this. We have partnered with Jeff to empower you, giving you an opportunity we do not give anyone else. When you buy two Royal Velvet Pure, we give you another one free. Want to take that first step toward freedom and positive transformation? Go to royalvelvetnow.com. Click on the rinse icon in the upper right-hand corner or call us toll-free 1-877-488-7423.
Would you like to change your life? Maybe access your deepest potential? Do you have blocks that hold you back or long-term issues you haven't been able to resolve? Then Reverse Speech Session Work is for you. With Reverse Speech Session Work, your voice is recorded and then analysed for speech reversals. These reversals will give a detailed look into the unconscious mind and pinpoint precise reasons for current behavioural problems. Then following another recording, a series of metaphoric journeys into the unconscious mind are mapped out and delivered to you. These journeys will change deep unconscious structures and hence current behaviour. Change your life today. Sign up for Reverse Speech Session Work. Go to www.reversespeech.com or call 503-568-7077.
Okay, we're back looking at satanic messages in rock and roll. We're going to look at If there was a top 40 of backward messages in rock and roll, number one would be Stairway to Heaven. And it's also, ironically, the very first speech reverse I ever found. Way back in 84, I found this. And this is right at the end of the song Stairway to Heaven.
And she's buying a stairway to heaven.
And backwards it says, play backward, hear words sung. And here it is again. And then the main body of the song is here with the main message. Oops, hang on. Should be here. Backwards it says, it's my sweet Satan, the one whose little path would make me sad. There's another one. I'll tell you what another one is when we come to it. So here we go. It's my sweet Satan, the one whose little path would make me sad. Oh, no, sorry. The one whose path would make me sad, whose power is fake. That's an important one, whose power is fake. And then there's another one that says there was a little tool shed where he made us suffer, sad Satan. And here it is again, slower speed. It's my sweet Satan, the one whose little path would make me sad, whose power is fake. Quite a long reversal. And then there was a little tool shed where he made us suffer, sad Satan. I've actually got a whole extract from a whole description of the backward messages on Stairway to Heaven in my book Hidden Messages in Human Communication. Quite an interesting reference to the Wazzle Tool Shed who made us suffer, sad Satan. The song was written in Bulkestein, Aleister Crowley's mansion, old mansion. And there was a church called the Tool Shed, though the Tool House it was called, and it burnt to the ground, killing all the congregation inside in the early 20th century. So the phrase, it was a little tool shed where he made us suffer, sad Satan, is an interesting reference to say the least. Oh, I've got to play you this one. This is a comedian having a dig at satanic messages.
Remember a few years ago, is if you played albums backwards, there were satanic messages. Now they're subliminal. Isn't it nice to know Satan's keeping up with all these new technological achievements? What a little busy beaver he is. I picture him at Radio Shack every Monday morning.
What new things do you have for me today?
Remember that a few years ago? You play albums backwards, they're satanic messages. Let me tell you something. If you ever sat around playing your albums backwards, you are Satan. Don't look any further. And don't go ruining my stereo to prove a fucking point. Come here. Listen. Listen. Can you hear that? Satan is Lord. Satan is Lord. Yeah, it's crystal clear. Check this out. It's almost like he's in the room or something. Ah, you're Satan. Satan, destroyer of needles, ruiner of stereos. I am Satan, and I have come to destroy high fidelity music.
There you go, a little bit dig at Satanic Messages in Rock and Roll. All right, let's look at something really, really scary, shall we? We're going to look at some reversals about Satan in speech as soon as I can find the file. A little bit slow this morning. It's Satan, you see. While I'm finding the file, I got a friend staying with me from America right now. And we're actually going camping, leaving tomorrow, going down to Kangaroo Island, which is just off the coast here. And beautiful place, never been there. So looking forward to going there and seeing all these wonderful sights in Kangaroo Island. So I've been told. So it should be good. And I'll be bothered if I can't find my Satan reversals. I'm sure I put them all in a subdirectory for the show today, but I can't see them. What do I do with them? Oh, anyway, look, I'll find them. Oh, I know where they are. They're in a different subdirectory altogether. Right, okay. So we're going to find my Satan reversals, and I believe they are right here. And they're not right there. Okay, we'll try them here. And we'll pull up all my Satan reversals. Ha! And they're not there either. All right, well, that's a little bit strange. We'll try here. Satan, where are you? Here we go. Here we have Satan reversals. All right, we're gonna play the most... scariest Satan reversal of all. This is on Hillary Clinton.
You have to keep working to make things better, even when the odds are long and the opposition is fierce.
Here she says, great Satan.
Great Satan.
Great Satan. Great Satan.
So there we go. That's a bit of a scary one. And then she has... one about Satan, I think it's this one here. Yeah, here she is again.
You know, Fareed, I talk about that in the book because there's no doubt in my mind that there was economic anxiety.
And this one says, demonic, it's all worth it.
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 And here's her husband, Bill Clinton.
So I had no idea I'd wind up doing this. But my foundation gives me a platform and an organization to take these things on.
And here he says, I am Satan.
I am Satan.
I am Satan. I am Satan.
Of course, would the real Satan please stand up? Because here's Alec Jones saying he's Satan.
And they wouldn't pay. And I mean, that pissed me off.
He says, I am Satan.
I am Satan.
I am Satan. I am Satan.
So who is it? Is it Bill Clinton or is it Alex Jones? Which one is Satan? Oh, here's a song from the Backstreet Boys.
Let's get started.
It says, everyone, they love Satan.
Satan.
Oh, they love Satan.
Satan.
Here's a former British Prime Minister, Gordon Brown.
Crisis becoming calamity, and to stop a recession becoming a depression. And as a result of that, Britain is now on the road to recovery.
And here he says, run, Satan.
Run, Satan.
Run, Satan. Run, Satan.
And, here we have another one by another music, Cheap Trick. This is Cheap Trick, the song Gonna Raise Hell, and backwards, Satan holds the keys to the lock. Whatever lock he's talking about, I don't know. Now we've got a client. Here we go. We'll run this one.
Well, I see two things there. One is that I'm still hurting. I still carry that with me.
And this one says, that's Satan. Now I sniff with his sorrow.
That's it. Now I sniff with his sorrow. That's it. Now I sniff with his sorrow.
Yeah, there we go. And here we have another one. Listen to this one.
I was watching, to take an easy outer example, I was watching David Cameron yesterday on the news.
All right.
He was announcing this thing called Big Society.
Talking about David Cameron and seeing the voice of Satan.
Seeing the voice of Satan.
Wow.
Seeing the voice of Satan. Seeing the voice of Satan.
Yeah, there we go. All right, and then we've got... Julia Gillard, the former Prime Minister of Australia.
We have democratic institutions and conventions that work well at the most important times, when they're put to the test by the Australian people at an election.
And this says, we love Satan.
We love Satan.
We love Satan. We love Satan.
Nice appearance. Nice reversals for Halloween. Here we have John McCain.
The American people's patience is at an end for politicians who value ambition over principle, and for partisanship that is less a contest of ideas than an uncivil brawl over the spoils of power.
And here he says, sell, Satan, sell.
Sell, Satan, sell.
Sell, Satan, sell. Sell, Satan, sell.
Yeah, there we go. All right. Then we've got... this is Metallica.
Am I evil?
Back was he singing, Am I Evil?
Am I evil? Yes, I am. Am I evil? I am man. Yes, I am.
The Bible says, Satan, I am, I am. I am Satan, I am. Oh, we have another candidate for Satan. This is three now. Bill Clinton, Alex Jones, and now Metallica. I am Satan, I am, I am. We're going to have to run a little competition to see who's the best Satan. Who's worthy enough to be called Satan? I don't know. I'd vote for Hillary Clinton if it was me, but then what do I know? I've just upset all my Democratic listeners to my radio show. I do apologize for that. Here we have a reverse on the client.
I feel it's all very possible.
Yeah.
I think one of the things, talking when you're talking about Christ helping people, he also said that we all have the capability of doing it ourselves.
Great the things and these will ye also do.
This one says, we cast Satan out of heaven. Oops, sorry, I missed the heaven off on the end. Yep, all right, okay. So, All right, so here we have. I've done that one. We got to play Obama. Here's Obama in his famous "Yes, we can."
Yes, we can. Yes, we can. Yes, we can.
Yes, we can.
Crowd is chanting, "Thank you, Satan, thank you." Yeah, there we go. So there's a bit of a Satan thing for you. Here we have, John Podesta.
You don't touch and feel it as much as maybe you'd imagine, but it's sinister. And it's a kind of vile stream that's running under the ground.
And this one says the Satan Senate.
This the Senate.
Ha ha. This the Senate. Ha. There you go. They're all possessed by Satan. What can I say? The Senate's possessed. They're demon personified. Hey. Anyway, here we got another one.
Look, ultimately, I suppose that I see that we're spiritual beings,
yep,
having a human experience.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, sure. And this one says, the beast got results, Satan.
The beast got deserved, Satan.
The beast got deserved, Satan. The beast got deserved, Satan.
Yeah, so there we go. All right, then we have. Let me see. Okay, we're going to go. We're going to go back to some music and see what other music ones I've gotten here. And I played you AC/DC. Here we have the Rolling Stones, I think.
Nice to meet you. Hope you get my name.
This one says, I am something angry wolf. Yeah, yes, I'm angry wolf. Because the song's about Satan, forward.
Nice to meet you. Hope you get my name.
Hope you guess my name. And backwards, I am Angry Wolf.
Yeah, nah, Angry Wolf.
All right, okay. So let's move along to the next one here. Look, I gotta play you the Beatles song Help. Let me see if I can. I've got the whole song here. I've just got to find the reversal by itself. I can't see the top of my head. All right, here we have an interview with John Lennon, who actually came up with the original backward masking technique.
The fade is me singing backwards with the guitars going backwards. Cherish now, it's nearer, nearer, nearer. I can sing it now.
That's great.
Right? So, yeah, that was the start. That was a gift of God, that one, of Jar.
Jar.
You know, he's the god of marijuana now, right? So Jar gave me that one.
So backward masking was inspired by Jar, the god of marijuana. The fundamentalist Christians would love that one, wouldn't they? So, there we go. Marijuana, hey? Okay, all right. Here we have, this is one. It's entitled Devil Love. Let's see what this one is.
Don't let the world pass you by. Take your chance.
I love you, said the devil.
Yeah, I love you, said the devil. Yeah, I love you, said the devil.
Yeah, there we go. And there we have, what else have I got here? What's satanic? Satanic, let me find a satanic one. I think this one is High in L.A. And High in L.A. Because then we've got the classic one from Mary Poppins.
Loud and long and clear.
And Drinking All Night Long.
Drinking all night long.
Drinking all night long.
Oh, and if you want to hear a real satanic message, we got to play you Popeye. Popeye the Sailor Man.
I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. Popeye the Sailor Man. I'm strong to the finish, cause I eat me spinach. I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. I'm one of gazookas, which hates all palookas, but hates a knee up and square.
And Reversal says, what does it say? I need a blank, I need a blank, I need a blank, the rural gibberish by I need a blank now. I think that's what it says. A bit of gibberish, give me a blank, then bit of gibberish, give me a blank now. Oh, that's pretty clear, isn't it? How's that for the... You listen to this when you're a little boy and girl, little kids growing up. So here we go.
I'm a wee-ass of the outback. I'm a wee-ass of the outback now.
So there we go. That's on Popeye the Sailor Man. How's that? Isn't that scary, hey? All right. We did Hotel California. We did... I got to play a little song. Let me, do we have time? We've got just enough time, I think.
Hey, everybody, wherever you are, there's a new way of talking, and it's going to go far. You pick the letters and the words, turn them all around, you say the last ones first, and you check out the sound, talk backwards. I know what you're thinking, that sounds strange, talk forward so long that it's hard to change, but it's just like metric once you get the drift, you twist your tongue, you give your palate a lift, you take your favorite phrase and you read it in the mirror, you practice that about a half a year, and then straw in head and you clap me empty cool, you're a regular talking ass backwards fool, talk backwards. Talking backwards is sweeping the nation. Talking backwards is a new sensation. You amaze your friends when you start to rap. Don't say pass the butter, say red a bit sap. Red a bit sap, red a bit sap. And if you're out with some girl and she's a little bit shy, don't say I love you, say your evil eye. Your evil eye, and I always will. Now see if that doesn't take off the chill. Talk backwards. The other day, and I was walking down the street, there's this little girl I thought I'd like to meet. I said, excuse me, miss, where's that tat tat? Dig e roy, swatsy mill, Iran. Eat e roy, toss too long the net. And I said, am I getting through to you yet? And she said, you're a gent in the first degree, and I love it when you talk backwards to me. Talk backwards. Never can tell, one of these nights, those who talk backwards will demand their rights. They rise up angry and they get a solution in the form of an amendment to the Constitution that guarantees them freedom of reverse elocution. And every TV show that airs, I have to be captioned for the forward impaired. Talk backwards. Talk backwards. Talk backwards.
There we go. nice song to end the first hour of the Halloween show for the David John Oates Reverse Beat Show. We'll be going to our break in a little bit. There we go. Right on cue. Perfect timing. We'll be back with my guest, Reverse Beat practitioner Jeanette Teagle. Would you like to change your life? Maybe access your deepest potential? Do you have blocks that hold you back or long-term issues you haven't been able to resolve? Then Reverse Speech Session Work is for you. With Reverse Speech Session Work, your voice is recorded and then analysed for speech reversals. These reversals will give a detailed look into the unconscious mind and pinpoint precise reasons for current behavioural problems. Then following another recording, a series of metaphoric journeys into the unconscious mind are mapped out and delivered to you. These journeys will change deep unconscious structures and hence current behaviour. Change your life today. Sign up for Reverse Speech Session Work. Go to www.reversespeech.com or call 503-568-7077.
Known worldwide as the most consistently fascinating, informative, and unique program on radio, the Jeff Rentz program can be yours to listen to anytime, anywhere, whenever you want to hear it. For pennies a day, our subscribers can download any of Jeff's thousands of programs featuring a treasury of newsmakers, researchers, eyewitnesses, and incredible subjects, all in MP3 commercial-free, crystal-clear 56-bit digital sound, and take these often unforgettable programs with them wherever they go. As a subscriber, you can also listen live at airtime, online, anywhere in the world, or browse through our archives of over 6,000 hours of legendary broadcasts. Subscribe now by taking the link at the top of Rentz.com and enrich your mind with the most unique panorama of vital information and the best independent, honest journalism in radio. Look for the Subscribe Now link on Rentz.com and give yourself the knowledge you need for these unprecedented times. You're listening to the Rentz Radio Network, nationwide and worldwide on the net and at Rentz.com.
Oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy and plays an essential role in destroying viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, and fungus, and keeping the human body healthy and strong. Now, you can give your body and your immune system a mega boost of disease-fighting oxygen with all-natural Oxy-C. With so many people now leading a sedentary indoor lifestyle, most are in a chronic state of oxygen deprivation, which sets up a perfect environment for disease, general fatigue, and a host of other symptoms. Oxy-C is yours in simple, convenient capsules. Nothing to mix, nothing to hassle with. Take it with juice or water anytime. Feel a cold or flu approaching? Have no energy or spark anymore? Try all natural Oxy-C and prepare to be amazed. Oxy-C is only available from New Earth Health Solutions at Rentz.com. Look for the New Earth banner at Rentz.com.
Are you prepared for the future? Do you know how to navigate past the upcoming dangers before it's too late and seize budding opportunities before others do? Forecasting worldwide since 1980, Gerald Celeni, publisher of the Trends Journal, provides timely and accurate trend forecasts that have earned him the reputation as the most trusted name in trends. The proof is in the hundreds of accurate forecasts Salenti has made over the past 30 years. The 1987 stock market crash, the clean food trend, the dot-com bust. The Trends Journal alerts subscribers to early subtle signs of crucial trends that will shape our future. It allows readers to anticipate change, recognize the implications, and take proactive strategies. Put your money where your mind is with Gerald Salenti's brilliant and indispensable Trends Journal. Go to trendsjournal.com or call 845-331-3500. That's 845-331-3500.
Known worldwide as the most consistently fascinating, informative, and unique program on radio, the Jeff Rentz program can be yours to listen to anytime, anywhere, whenever you want to hear it. For pennies a day, our subscribers can download any of Jeff's thousands of programs featuring a treasury of newsmakers, researchers, eyewitnesses, and incredible subjects, all in MP3 commercial-free, crystal-clear 56-bit digital sound, and take these often unforgettable programs with them wherever they go. As a subscriber, you can also listen live at airtime, online, anywhere in the world, or browse through our archives of over 6,000 hours of legendary broadcasts. Subscribe now by taking the link at the top of Rentz.com and enrich your mind with the most unique panorama of vital information and the best independent, honest journalism in radio. Look for the Subscribe Now link on Rentz.com and give yourself the knowledge you need for these unprecedented times.
You've heard the ads on this radio station about Royal Velvet. You know you want and need the benefits that Royal Velvet offers, but you haven't gone to the website royalvelvetnow.com. You've procrastinated. You haven't started your journey towards dramatic improvements in that vim, vigor, and energy you've always wanted. Reward yourself. You deserve it. No, really. All you have to do is go to royalvelvetnow.com, click on the Rinse icon in the upper right-hand corner, and order a couple bottles of Royal Velvet, which is a month's supply, and you're on your way to experiencing the most life-changing product in the world. Oh, by the way, to experience just how powerful Royal Velvet is, do what thousands of our clients have done. Stop taking all your supplements and just take Royal Velvet. Do it for a month. You will feel better, look better, and be dramatically better. And besides being blown away by the results, you'll also be ecstatic over the huge amount of money you saved. There are 1,440 minutes in a day. It takes less than 5 minutes to place an order at RoyalVelvetNow.com. Go there now. Your life will never be the same.
Scientists in England have succeeded in stabilizing the time-honored substance in garlic that destroys harmful bacteria, viruses, molds, yeast, and fungus. This all-natural microbe killer is called Allicin C, and it's now available to you in 100% vegetarian capsules only on the New Earth page at Rentz.com. This powerful broad-spectrum antimicrobial agent is harmless to friendly bacteria and has been concentrated to equal an astonishing 35 cloves of garlic in each vegetarian.